Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Microaggression is a theory that is gaining some traction in the academic world. But as Keith Johnson, sociology lecturer at Oakton Community College, posits, variables exist that make it a tough concept to measure.
Recent public attention to an unaddressed social problem, microaggression, has highlighted an obscure psychological concept that minority individuals who receive slights or slurs are victims of aggression. A recent New York Times front page article finds the concept is appearing on campuses nationally. I used a diversity survey about personal experiences with 8 such awkward interactions. My findings from 400 college students and families have been unexpected and question the concept. First, almost as many white majority respondents report experiences of cross-racial slights as do minorities. Second, there is little difference in how they are perceived across racial lines. Although minorities report somewhat more racism, most don't attribute a bad experience to racism or hate. The ones most likely to report microaggressions are young people who see them more as racist. More are minorities. It may be that they are more likely to experience racism, but many young whites have a similar response. It is also counterintuitive to have younger people report more life experiences. Now, those who respond aggressively to these perceived slights are also young people reporting more bad experiences, seeing them as racist, and being minorities. This supports my hypothesis that microaggression is a two-way street, with people who think they are victims acting aggressively themselves. I conclude that microaggression, as commonly used, is not a scientific concept. It reifies perceptual bias through a one-sided view of two-sided interaction.
That was Keith Johnson of Oakton Community College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.